The Alaska Marine Highway System is designing the next generation of state ferries, but it says it's at least a year away from putting a ship out to bid. One Southeast lawmaker wants action sooner. Representative Peggy Wilson says she'll introduce legislation calling for three new ferries to be built. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Ferry managers already have draft plans for two ships. One would sail in canal, connecting Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. The other would travel Dixon Entrance, linking Ketchikan and Prince Rupert. But they've been moving toward a different approach. They want a single design that can handle both routes, as well as others along Southeast's Inside Passage. Ferry System Chief Jim Beadle says a working group will soon go public with plans for what it's calling the Alaska-class ferry. It would be the first of a new generation of ships that would eventually replace much of the system's aging fleet.
This ferry will be environmentally responsible, fuel-efficient, and versatile. It will enhance Alaska Marine Highway operations on current and future routes within inside waters and enable the Alaska Marine Highway System to continue its tradition of providing safe, reliable service.
The ferry system already has $60 million for a new vessel and was expected to ask the legislature for another $20 million this session. But Beadle says ship construction costs are skyrocketing and he decided to wait so he could give lawmakers a more accurate figure.
Right now we've got a concept. We don't even have on paper what this thing's really going to look like and how much steel is going to be involved in this vessel. So it's very hard to get a firm price on it.
He'll take plans to the Marine Highways Advisory Board, the legislature, and the public before finishing the design. He expects to be ready to go out to bid by March of 2010. But some lawmakers and ferry supporters want to start setting aside money now. Wrangell Republican Representative Peggy Wilson says it's time to make a commitment to build three new ferries.
If you do it all at once, and that company knows that you're going to do three all that are the same, you actually can save one-third, and that's actually getting one ferry free.
She doesn't have a cost figure yet, but says it's being researched and will be part of legislation she'll introduce. Both Wilson and ferry managers want conventional steel-plated monohulled ships that can carry several hundred people. Neither is looking at the last generation of new vessels, the smaller aluminum-hulled catamarans known as fast ferries. But Beadle is talking about boats that sail in the day and tie up overnight. Wilson wants ships that can handle multi-day trips.
I'm looking at something that can go all the way up to Lynn Canal and back to Prince Rupert. And then we can use the smaller ferries in other areas and lots of times in shorter trips so that we can make more trips.
Both plans call for ferries with crew quarters so ships can overnight outside their home ports. Beadle says multi-day trips will likely require passenger staterooms, adding to construction and operating expenses.
The problem with staterooms is as soon as you start putting more public services on there, it draws more and more employees onto the vessel and it draws up the cost of operation.
Southeast lawmakers will have a voice in the process. Wilson chairs the House Transportation Committee and Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh heads up the Senate's panel. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.